Devices and Desires by P.D. James. Read by Michael Jaston. Author's note. This story is set on an imaginary headland on the northeast coast of Norfolk. Lovers of this remote and fascinating part of East Anglia will place it between Cromer and Great Yarmouth, but they must not expect to recognise its topography, nor to find Larksoken Nuclear Power Station, Lidset Village, or Larksoken Mill. Other place names are genuine, but this is merely the novelist's cunning device to add authenticity to fictitious characters and events. In this novel, only the past and the future are real. The present, like the people and the setting, exists only in the imagination of the writer and her readers. Book 1. Friday the 16th of September to Tuesday the 20th of September. Chapter 1. The Whistler's fourth victim was his youngest, Valerie Mitchell, aged 15 years, 8 months and 4 days, and she died because she missed the 9:40 bus from East Haven to Cobb's Marsh. As always, she had left it until the last minute to leave the disco, and the floor was still a packed, gyrating mass of bodies under the makeshift strobe lights when she broke free of Wayne's clutching hands, shouted instructions to Shirl about their plans for next week above the raucous beat of the music, and left the dance floor. Her last glimpse of Wayne was of his serious, bobbing face, bizarrely striped with red, yellow and blue under the turning lights. Without waiting to change her shoes, she snatched up her jacket from the cloakroom peg and raced up the road past the darkened shops towards the bus station, her cumbersome shoulder bag flapping against her ribs. But when she turned the corner into the station, she saw with horror that the lights on their high poles shone down on a bleached and silent emptiness, and dashing to the corner was in time to see the bus already halfway up the hill. There was still a chance if the lights were against it, and she began desperately chasing up.